Alrighty, my brothers. Welcome back for another episode of the Brotherhood Roundtable. And today is a very special episode as I'm joined by three of my fellow brothers and fellow allies on the path. And today we're going to delve into, from our perspective and our own experience, what healthy masculinity is and the journey towards embodying that fully, and also looking at the aspects and being the example and helping to educate any young lads or just men in general, and even females listening to this, what beautiful aspects of masculinity there truly are. And when we come together, everyone achieves more. Mm. So welcome, Mr. John.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Awesome to be here, and welcome, Julia.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for joining. And Miss Jordan Hales.
Mr. Jordan.
Awesome. Alrighty, my brothers. So, flowing in to begin with, I suppose, yeah, love to hear, you know, everyone's perspective on what healthy masculinity is to you. So, John.
Okay, so healthy masculinity, well, you know, we're all males, right? So it's a natural thing for us to feel, what we feel, our emotions, our thoughts. Sometimes our thoughts lead to our actions. So I suppose a good way to look at it is if you look at a bunch of dogs, right? So like they're in the park and a whole bunch of dogs, they all meet each other for the first time. So like, what do they do? What do dogs normally do when they meet each other?
Sniff each other's eyes.
Sniff at a bum.
Is that what you're trying to get us to do, John?
What's going on here? Hey, one, two, three. Be the Mollivander, sniff the bum.
So don't forget to tuck the chin in. Don't forget to
exactly. So obviously we don't do that, but
oh, we got the dog here.
We have a dog here. Show us how it's done.
Don't do it without me, lads.
Why do you sniff on the dog's bum? What they do. So like personally, I feel that, you know, and I've always felt that as well, like especially when you're in the company of other males, it's a natural thing. There's natural things happening in us, you know. So some of the natural things can be, you know, to be a protector of yourself or somebody else, or some of the natural things that can be in you is
like a provider.
Yeah. You know, we all feel like, if you ask any guy, we all feel kind of the same things. You know, we might feel fear amongst other people, amongst other guys, because it's that ass sniffing thing. You know, when you're around other guys, it's a thing that we all give off. We can all sense it within each other. So some of us may be intimidated by that, or some of us may try and rise up above that other person's energy and try to be more masculine than them, or try to intimidate them, and mainly because it's because you feel fear or you feel afraid, you know. So the point I'm trying to make is, it's like, you know, don't be afraid to be a man, like to be masculine. The things that are flowing in us, to be the protector, to be the provider, to be the warrior, to be the fighter, to be the lover or whatever, they're real things. So so obviously, to connect with them, there's many ways you can connect with all of those emotions, and it all depends on really what you're feeding your senses, you know. So your senses are like, you know, everything. So like your ears, your eyes, your nose, your mouth, your body, the food you're putting in your mouth, everything. So that will all determine how you're going to act on those emotions, you know. So like one example could be like, you know, rap music, right? So whoever puts on, you know, Meek Mills and rap music, and then you've got the window down in the car and your arm out the window, now you think you're a gangster. Yeah? We've all done it, right? Yeah? Who hasn't done that?
Yeah, 8 years old, listening to 50 Cent.
Yeah. Oh shit, 22 years old, still listening to 50 Cent.
Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, and then your imagination runs off at itself, and you know, you're now in an MTV video, and you know, you're doing a drive-by, and you've got a big gold chain on, and you've got the shotgun, and there's all these chicks with bikinis, and you know, twerking their asses and all that shit, right?
Yeah.
Who hasn't imagined that?
Yeah.
Right. So we all have. So there's an example. So if you're just feeding that sense, like most of your day, you know, all day, every day, you're listening to rap music, you're watching all rap music videos, you know, you're dressing up like a gangster and you're trying to be like this person in the video, like that's feeding one of your senses, that image, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's probably not the best image to be, you know, I mean, unless there's benefits being a gangster and that sort of thing, and that's really what you want to do, but I wouldn't recommend that because, you know, gangsters die young, right? So that's like how I'd like the first thing I'd like to say. I could say a lot about it, but like for starters, that's all I really want to say for now anyway, is it's just, you know, the feelings are real. To be a male is real. Sometimes you've got to step up and be a man. But there's the right and there's the wrong way to do things, and that's obviously what we're here to discuss, to try and discover what's driving us to do it the right way and do it the wrong way.
Yeah.
Oh, well said. Yeah, and I really love to tie in there, because I feel like what this sphere really is seeking to be a role model, because, say, for example, what happens to a lot of young dudes when they go into those gangster spheres or whatever, they maybe didn't have an example of what it meant, so they immediately latched on to that ideology or archetype, thinking that that was the way you're supposed to be, but they were never shown a different way. And I really do feel, like as you're saying, that's what this is about, is they're saying like, hello, there's another way, man. You know, like that sort of thing. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, you've got these emotions flowing through you. So, you know, don't like tap into them. Like, don't deny that they're there, that they are real. Like it's an instinctive thing, you know?
Yes.
Humans are emotional beings.
Yes. Mm.
Exactly. Exactly. So just think about what you're, you know, when you're acting on your thoughts and emotions, and, you know, if you can be aware of what you're doing and what you're not doing, and then try and understand what's behind them. And then that's where you're going to find the healthy way and the unhealthy way.
Yeah. Oh, bro. Yeah. I love that, man. And JP.
Healthy masculinity. For me, it's more, I like to look at the idea of masculinity as more of the, like, divine, like one side of divine creation, your masculine and feminine. Mm. With those two energies, everything is created.
Yes.
Can't have one without the other. And it flows down the line. For me, it's remembering that, you know, with the yin-yang symbol, you know, you've got the dark side, the light side, but each has both.
Yeah.
And that little dot of, you know, the feminine has a bit of masculine. Masculine's always got a bit of feminine.
Yeah.
For me, like, as a physical representation, I feel like unhealthy masculine is ignoring that little piece of feminine you've got in you.
Yes.
You know, and that unhealthy masculine, it starts to become toxic. This ties into you're puffing your chest, trying to out alpha male the other guys who you think are, you know, you're competing with. But
which really comes from you're competing yourself.
That. Various other issues with each person, but it comes, you've got your own issues. You know, I see it a lot, and like, especially like, because we went out last night and to see how people who were like that, and because I was there, I used to be there, I know what that feels like, I know what it's like to be that guy who's not self-confident and used my physicality as a way to be a man. And that's one of the main reasons why I started going to gym, not just to get fit and enough for footy. It was all intertwined, but one of the big ones was it made me feel more powerful, more stronger. And as I've evolved and looked into my spiritual self and learning about, everything that's going on, I can now see that from an outsider's perspective, like as an observer now. And it's interesting, it's intriguing to see that and to remember that, and to tie that in. It's like they have either lost touch or never had touch to begin with of their feminine side of themselves. They're emotional. They've grown up in a world where being emotional is weak, and you can't show weakness because you can't be doing that. Just full stop. But
vulnerable to attack.
Yeah, you've got to have your guard up, ready to go at all times.
Yes.
But yeah, so healthy masculinity is through that path that I've experienced is to embody that strength that I still had at that a time, at that age, but in a way that benefits not only me, but those around me. Mm. You know, so those guys who are out puffing their chest and stuff, it benefits them, but puts the others at a disadvantage. And that's...
Yeah, well, I think it's important, you know, for any young male to be in good condition.
Yeah.
You know, but that's what I'm saying. You can take it to the extreme, like understanding how far to go with it. Because, you know, it's like that music that we just listened to was about the peaceful warrior. So the peaceful warrior is always receiving. He's already won the battle in his own mind.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly. He's already won that battle. So when the choice comes to react, he'll decide when to react.
Yeah.
And the warrior will only react to protect those that can't protect themselves. That's what a warrior is, right? Yeah. But some people just get the wrong picture again, right? Warrior,
just being able to go to the gym,
become a steroid head, right? Get muscles and be the big guy in the nightclub and anybody messes with me, I'm going to slap you around. Yeah, that's not healthy masculine.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's healthy to be in good, because every man, like we live in a world where males will naturally compete. Like just look at the jungle, look at Africa or whatever, right? Look at the wild. The males will compete against each other, you know? Mm. And like we live in the world because us stupid humans, we have to pay to live here. Right? Apparently we're the smartest on the planet, but we're the dumbest on the planet. Because we have to pay to live here and we have to compete with each other to eat. Mm. Right? Yeah. So you have to have some level of conditioning and fitness or whatever.
That's a part of who we are. We need to be healthy and being strong, and that's a part of it all.
And unfortunately, there is bullies out there. And the bullies are those that are afraid, right? Mm. So they're scared. So the bullies will pick on those that look the weakest. So to be in some sort of good condition is definitely recommended as healthy masculine, because at some point in your life, you have to stand up for yourself.
I still work out pretty much every day. But my training isn't for the looks.
Yeah, the intention's different.
It's for me. It's to stay fit.
Yeah.
It's to stay healthy. To stay flexible. To stay grounded and strong. Just because that's what feels good to me.
Yeah.
Not to be, you know, shredded and look dope in a tight shirt for hot chicks. And it's just,
It's a different reality.
But there's nothing wrong with that either. You know, to a degree. To say again,
not at all, because I've been there, and done that, and because of that, I now know the other side.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I didn't go through that, I wouldn't be here right now. It's all a part of everything, both sides of this same coin.
Yeah, it's balanced, isn't it? It's like what's really come through for me is Jordan Peterson. A good man is capable of mass destruction, but chooses not to use it, right?
Yeah.
So it's better to have wielded that sword, like you were saying, John, like have tapped into that warrior essence, you know, and into that masculine side, and have harnessed that beast that you know it's there if it ever came, but it's now controlled and tamed.
But you have to create that beast. You have to know it's there.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to go through some work or whatever. But then when you find it and you know it's there, you lock it away and you leave it for emergencies only.
That's it.
But then other people can just go too far with it and just get carried away with the whole thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, the beast runs them instead of them running the beast, you know? Yeah, so it's, balance. You know, it's having the capacity to be like what we've said, you know, always is to be strong and gentle. You know, like it's finding that capacity to be balanced. Yeah. Love that, bro.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely.
Awesome. And Mr. Jordan.
Well, it's funny because when you hit me with the question the other day, that was my response.
Yeah.
Was knowing that there are two energies, the masculine and the feminine.
Yes.
Yet we're just not educated on that, you know. Yes. I know when I came into the sphere of knowing myself, hearing feminine energy within me for the first time was a bit of a, you know, like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Yeah. I'm a man.
Yeah.
What does feminine energy mean?
Yeah.
So for me, I think that healthy masculinity is going to be different for everyone, but I think we share some similar beliefs in obviously that balance is like what you said, you're dangerous, you can be dangerous, you know that you've got that accessible when necessary, but you've got it under control. Mm. You said balance with the feminine energies, you've got that little bit in you. And, you know, you just have to know thyself enough to have it leveled out, I feel, you know, because there are, like you said, going to be circumstances where the masculine will have to step in and really take control and you know, resolve the situation. Mm. But, you know, especially for a bloke, I mean, I'm all about it ain't weak to speak for being a man, because we have emotions, like you said, John, at the start. We feel, females feel, we all fucking feel.
Yeah.
Yet somewhere along the line, we've just made this construct up that, yeah, men, you just push it down, fuck off, it's all good.
Yeah.
When in reality, it's like, once that stuff's out, you can just voice it, get rid of it. You understand that you're not actually alone.
Yeah.
We all share similar experiences. And if you can just have like a healthy side of you where you can conversate with someone and just be like, hey, man, where is this coming from? You know, like, and then you can just balance yourself out enough to know that, hey, I don't need to be this way if I don't want
to
be.
Where do you think that's come from when you go, okay, it's weak to speak or like to tap in? Like, for example, like I drove an Uber for a couple of years and I used to carry flowers in the car. I used to carry frangipanis and I used to give them to blokes, right?
Yeah.
And not one person didn't take it. Mm. Not one person turned around, fuck off, mate, I'm taking a flower. I said, mate, take that flower. Isn't that beautiful? Smell it. Oh, fuck, you're right, bro. Thanks. yeah. Not one.
Yeah, what's your number?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know? Like, I love the numbers if you're into that. You know? But where has it come from? That's the point, you know, the foundation I was trying to lay with my opening as well. Like, where the fuck does that? Where
it's in your head.
That? Yeah, from where? Like, how does this get in there?
I think you touched on it before about, like, consumption as well.
Yeah.
What are you seeing on social media?
Yeah.
You're seeing
conditioned out of us.
Yeah, you're seeing.
You don't see males, you know, promoting healthy, you know, allowing their feminine energy be present, right?
Yeah. Nah, not at all.
Yeah.
Because
can you think of any examples you've seen anywhere?
You know, not main. Oh, actually, I've seen fucking couple. And I remember seeing Harry Styles doing some feminine things.
Yeah.
And then look, like, at the backlash that got though too.
Yeah.
What he was wearing and nail polish and shit.
Exactly. Well, because it brings a cognitive dissonance, because then dudes have to look at themselves and go, you know, it questions the ideal that's been created in the mind, you know. And it's a fine balance, isn't it? Because also there's the aspect too where there can be males who go too far to the other side and they haven't built, you know. I know early in, well, like no, say in my late, late teens, you know, I could channel the masculine energy on like the football pitch. When it came to life, I was very much like a nice guy, you know, and things, and didn't have any boundaries and things like that. So having to channel that in a way, and I really feel this always comes down to like relationship with yourself, because if you respect and love yourself and you care for yourself, you know, then you're naturally gonna stand up if someone crosses a boundary and speak up, you know. But it's not doing it from a way anymore of like, I need to dominate you. It's saying, look, man, like, you know, I love you, but like this is like a boundary or something like that. Or to like a girl, look, I love you, but please do you respect this boundary here. And and then also receiving that from people too, because we're not fucking perfect as well, you know, and that's fair. So yeah, it's, I feel like, you know, with where you're going with that too, man, it's like really comes down to like working on yourself and connecting back to yourself, eh?
Yeah. And giving yourself permission to do things that aid both of those energies. So say masculine energy, martial arts or gym.
Yes.
But then feminine energy, maybe a bit of, you know, is it hatha yoga or, you know, like just general stretching yoga, a bunch of women in there. Get out of your head into your heart and just, you know, remind yourself, why am I doing this? Because it's good for my mind. It's good for my body. It doesn't matter that there's, you know, constructs out there that, you know, guys can't do this, guys can't do that. You know what, man? Like, if you want to do that, then
do it.
So what?
Yeah, who the fuck can tell you can't do that?
You know? Because when you realize that when someone judges something in you, it is just, so Your perception of me is a reflection of you.
Yes.
And my response to you is an awareness of me. That really started to fucking change my life because for so long I was controlled by what people thought about me.
Yes.
Because I had no self-awareness about myself.
Yeah.
So I was just this empty vessel of people coming in and be like, oh, you this, blah, 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 blah. And then I just became that until I started to just you stand in your power and be like, who am I?
Yeah.
Work on yourself and then you're like, wow,
yeah,
I love myself. So now I can love others as well.
Yeah.
And wow, I'm actually male and female energy.
Yeah.
Because it, like if you really want to get deep into it, like is there even such a thing as female and male energy? Because like if you think of it from a holistic or a spiritual.
Yeah,
or
you remove the dick and vag.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Because like, you know, in the circles where we all move and have moved and will keep moving, like, you know, we're all what we could call ourselves as spiritually aware, right?
Mm.
So being spiritually aware, like for me, like what is spirituality? So for me anyway, spirituality is just some form of consciousness broadcasting to some organic skin bag. So like you go, am I this body, you know, is this who I really am, or like when I die does my consciousness go somewhere else? So when the consciousness is broadcasting into this organic skin bag, just depending on how things were aligned at the time determines how your genitals and everything come out. And how much more masculine or female energy you'll have at that particular time. But does that actually mean that the consciousness that you are is a male consciousness or a female consciousness, or is it just consciousness? Which one is it?
It's a good question, I think.
Isn't it? Yeah. So the point being is that we are male and female. That's what you're thinking. You know,
I was, yeah, I was like,
which one am I? I don't know now. Oh my God. They're really confused.
No, I was thinking as the energy flows down, you know, the dimensions and levels to us.
Yeah.
I just had the idea that us being in this body, it filters the energy into either more masculine, if you're a guy, like you have it.
But it comes from the body because of the way the body works.
Yeah, that's you're attracting. Like
your balls create these emotions and feelings because they create certain type of pheromones and things.
Our bodies are the physical representation of masculine energy.
Yeah.
But when we leave this body, we're both, everything, both, like in equal amounts.
You go back to the boys' room and the girls' room.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Why not go both? Yeah,
both.
Oh, hold on.
Unisex sort of boys over there.
No, what's the politically correct one? Non-binary or something? Non-binary room.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting. And I really feel like what you're saying there too, man, is like, well, if there's balance in the universe, right? And when you're talking about the peaceful warrior, so the peaceful warrior is like when you talk about the fight. And as we know, like what usually happens is as you're going through that process of awakening or whatever, there's a fight going on. So you could say the left and the right brain, so mommy and daddy or whatever, you're choosing one or the other. And that's what causes a spin because the brain is just not united within. But then when they say when the two aspects, the alchemical marriage, unite within, the third aspect comes aligned, you start to see things from a new perspective, right? But it's also like I feel the universe is always about balance. So it creates, of course, we have a unity within, but also if we look at it from like the outside perspective, that there is females who, you know, majority have a more feminine core. They can still have masculine energy, but like the yin and the yang, they'll still have a feminine core. And then males, you know, will have majority masculine with some feminine, but will have majority masculine cores. So we obviously in partnerships unite together. Now, obviously, for there to be polarity in sexual attraction, there must be opposite of energies. Or else if it's just the same energy, there is no attraction there because it's like there's no pull, there's no energies. So yeah, it's like energies that we're coming back to. I really feel.
So yeah, the part of the masculine and feminine, like we're talking about now, a lot of bodily functions and how things are manifesting in this kind of, you know, dimension. What I focus on and what I like to go down in learning and teaching myself about those energies is actually the implementation of them within myself and this point specifically is the creation. So what I've learned is feminine energy is the creation energy. That's where things are created.
Yeah.
If you look at it in a physical term, the child are created in the woman. They create the baby. They are the creators. But the masculine is the driving force. The sun and moon, that masculine energy is the willpower. That's what gives that creation the power to be created.
Yes.
The way I utilize that concept is when I go into meditation and you visualize, I'm working on going into I call it the void of creation. You go into yourself, you go into the darkness, you go into the black, in your mind, in your soul, and where it's blank. And from that point, you start to create pictures. You start to create that visual, whatever it is you're trying to manifest, whatever the life or a specific anything, a new car, you visualize the car. But you cannot have one without the other. You can sit there and visualize and create and go into the void and create this car and think of it and conceptualize it. But if you don't have any driving force energy for that creation to become created, it's just going to stay there. It's just a picture in the head rather than a...
There's no structure to it.
Yeah. So that's how I look at it. Like the darkness is where you go to create.
Yes.
And the light is where you go to give that creation power to be created.
Yes. Mm.
Yeah.
To existence.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's when I think healthy masculinity and that kind of stuff, I kind of look at it in that way.
Yes.
That I use that, the masculine energy, the abundance that I have because I'm a man.
Yes.
I utilize that creative force as best I can with that little bit of feminine energy where I go to create. And then so the women, they're the opposite, but they still have that exact same system. They have these such crazy power to create, literally create humans for one, but then if they go into themselves and they can, their creative potential is phenomenal.
Yes.
But then once they've created whatever it is they've visualized or whatever, they have to tap into their masculine energy and get a move on.
Yes.
Give
it a bit of fucking oomph. Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. And then what I keep reminding myself is this, where we are now, the third dimension, is the end point of creation, of what we're trying to create. So, we send out the vision, the visualization, the energy, and then works its way down. That's how it comes. It's like a funnel. And then once we've put enough energy in creation and drive, masculine and feminine energy enough, it manifests here.
Yeah.
And that's the end. So people are too focused on the end point but not on the starting point, which is in here.
Yes.
Mm. And then, so learn, that's how healthy masculinity for me is, to embody that creative power and process within myself, learning how me as a man works, how much masculine I have compared to my feminine, learning how to utilize that feminine energy to create, go into that feminine energy, that void, create what it is I'm trying to create, and then use that overwhelming amount of masculine energy to just fucking send it.
Yes.
And then so that's what I like to focus on in that area.
I really resonate with that, man, because that actually came up last night and I was running a psychotherapy and we were talking about that, because one of the aspects that came through was more understanding of the masculine and feminine dynamics, right? And I really resonate with that, because I was saying from my perspective what I really, really feel, and this is very prevalent for me right now, because I had a burnout last week, right? Where I was too in my masculine, too going, right? And I could feel it in my body, the heaviness, the tightness, you can feel it in your body. And I feel like that's really come down to, that awareness of yourself. Mm. And, the feminine is where we go to really look after ourselves and connect back to ourselves and to a bit of self-care, as you were saying. And Yeah, and to really tap in and I feel, yeah, like what you were saying, when I'm in meditation in the morning or I take a day off or I just completely switch off and like open myself up to source, you know, whatever you want to call it, the universe, and seeking the guidance from my heart or from source and really feeling it and connecting with it. And then from there, as you're saying, using the masculine to then take action. So it's actually aligned action and for the highest good, you know, instead of just mindlessly taking action for the sake of fucking doing something
because you feel like that's what you should be doing.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, rather, and, you know, based on outside influences where this is really, you're tapping into your core and you're tapping into yourself and your innate wisdom, your innate guidance within, and then utilizing the energies where suit, you know.
One of the things, continuing on with that, is I like to remind myself of both like masculine and feminine, but the mental and physical manifestations of that idea, which is, you know, yin yang, left right, hot cold, up down, in out, day night, light dark. And then, you know, most people understand that, but then if you keep going and it starts to become more and more kind of complex in the opposites, you start to see the polarizing things. And so if you remove the idea of genitals from it, you start to see, where was I going?
I don't know, but I'm going with you.
Yeah.
I'm there.
Yeah. Fuck, I had it. I lost it. What the shit?
It'll come.
So anyway, when you're on the soccer pitch and you have to, you know, you have to run a little bit faster than the other guy and you got to like dig deep and, you know, be a little bit stronger, a little bit tougher because it's a game. Yeah. That's when you need masculine energy, right?
Yes.
But there's no stopping to smell the flowers when you're on the soccer pitch.
That reminded me. There we go. So, thanks for that.
Brilliant.
Just remember.
Flowers.
There's a time. There's a time for everything.
Yeah. So what I was getting to was that go and stop.
Yes.
You know, that's... Now, obviously the opposites, but if you apply that into your life, you know, like you're saying, everyone's on go, go, go. When you embody your feminine side, stopping and slowing down and getting to a point where you do nothing, you know, that's healthy. That's okay.
Yeah.
That's
it's not weak.
Kind of the feminine manifestation of physical movement, you could say.
Yeah.
Whereas walking, moving is the masculine because that's the drive, that's the going.
Yes.
But if you're on the couch, sitting there meditating, that's kind of like the physical, feminine kind of manifestation of that physical action.
Yes.
So you know, when people, you know, like you said, always going to do something, it's like you need to stop and just slow down, have a day off.
Yeah.
You know, like sometimes like I'm trying to, I am creating time, money, freedom. And one of the practices that I'm doing, like when you do law of attraction, you manifest, you kind of be in that space. You know, you act as if it's already true. And a part of what I'm creating is to be able to live my days how I want. So what I've realized is I've been structuring my entire life like Monday to Friday around work, and as soon as I get home I've got to get on the computer, study, I've got to do this, got to do that. Now that's all good and well, that's doing, that's the masculine going, but I've got to remember that that's not what I'm trying to create. I'm not embodying my vision.
Yes.
My vision is do what I want when I want.
Yeah.
You know, and when I want to go on the computer and study, I will. But it made me think that, shit, no, I need to, like, soon as work's finished, straight into that embodiment of my vision. I'll go home, chuck on my dressing gown, put some music on. I'm like, no, I don't feel like studying today. Chuck on the PlayStation.
Yeah.
Fucking nice, go for a shoot. Bloody COD, fucking Battlefield, whatever.
Yeah.
And I'll go... do anything. Like I'll go home, pack the bag, go to South Bank for a swim, or just go for a wander because I can, because that's the life I'm trying to create.
Yes.
You know, and with all that involved, it's like it's to me, it's like I'm balancing out that masculine and feminine. I'm still doing, but I'm not that driving force to create and stuff. I'm just flowing. That perfect balance of masculine and feminine within myself, and I just flow with my life.
Yeah.
And that's a good state, man. I love that. So, you know, once you learn to navigate that space and able to get yourself there consciously, you then can pop in and out of both more masculine, more feminine.
Mm, yeah.
Okay, it's time for me to settle down and visualize. Okay, I'm going to pop into my feminine. Sit, meditate, visualize, fucking sleep. Even.
What so let's just give some examples there now, right? The way you're heading. So you're not married and have kids, right? None of us are. Okay. So if you were married and you had kids, okay, so how would you see yourself applying healthy masculine within the family? That's the question to all of us. What do you think that is for a man? Because this is very difficult for men when you talk to men.
Well, maybe
in a family,
like, maybe even in that essence, like even just saying like, well, what we do now to get into our feminine and then, you know, those aspects.
Well, I'm seeing like
think of your own circumstances.
Yeah.
In your
so
own life.
Like yeah. I've got my auntie and uncle and their two kids, like my little cousins, and you know, life's just hectic. You know, people say that, people in families, you know, it's just shit's up in the air all the time. You know, kids are unpredictable, do things. It's not structured. And I feel like you have to learn to, again, this is an outside perspective from a guy who has no idea what it's like to raise kids. But I think you'd have to embody the idea of divine chaos. And as things come your way, like if anything, whatever the situation, to embody your healthy masculinity would be to assess the situation. Think, use your head, like, okay, what's going on here? Something's in trouble. Use your driving force to solve that problem, whatever it is, if you have to implement your kids playing up.
Well, did you see that in your own? Like anybody, did you see that in your own? Like I didn't really see much from like when I was growing up from my father, where he was in his, like he was always in masculine. Mm. You know what I mean? So like nothing. I mean, I don't have any regrets or any issues from my childhood and my father and all of that, you know, but like he was never there emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, so he was always there, like what you're saying, Jaleel, about okay, let's fucking do some shit.
That state constantly.
Like it's important to be able to tap into that because, like, at the end of it, like, once upon a time, the man was the breadwinner and went out and did everything for the family. Those days have changed now.
Yeah.
But like, generally, a lot of men still have that in them anyway, regardless of what the situation is. You'll feel that, right?
Yep.
Mm.
You feel like that's your role. No matter, even if your wife's making twice as much money as you, you still feel, I need to be the man here providing things.
Yeah.
Or whatever. So when you're trying to grow up and there's kids running around, there's chaos and taking the kids to football and the kids being a shit on whatever. Like, for me, like in a situation like that, it needs to be encouraged for a man to have emotional connection with people in the family.
Yeah.
Because it can be very lonely for the man just going, I'm the man, I'm the provider. Yeah, yeah. Nothing can hurt me, you know, I'm the warrior, I'll do this, I'll do that, as long as everybody's okay, that I don't matter.
Yeah.
Type of thing, you know?
Yeah, I didn't have, like, I was a single child, single mom. I didn't have a healthy masculine male in my life in that way.
Yeah.
Like, my grandfather, like, you know, I love him. I know he loves me. Like, but in terms of emotional connection to himself, is not there.
Yeah.
Like, he's still in touch with, you know, everyone's got feelings, but in terms of him
showing them
and teaching me anything about emotions in a deep and constructive way, didn't happen. He might have tried, but in my opinion, I was never shown light.
Yeah.
So with my uncle, he was a good male role model, but you know, he's my uncle. He didn't take on that father figure role. Didn't really, you know, that's just how it is. So I've had to kind of teach myself, you know, over my life, about healthy emotions. You know, obviously experiences from my past showing me, opening me up, and then learning about emotions. And as I've gone down that road, this is my story that I like to utilize, and I feel like it works. Is emotions aren't just there for us to feel, like in a reactive sense. If you go back, like, because this is when I think energy, I always go back to creation and what it actually does in a spiritual and cosmic sense. Is when you embody that the emotions, it's, you know how when you do visualization, law of attraction, you have to use your emotions to put onto the vision for it to be creation, to be created. Your emotions are the key to what vibration you're at. That's what changes our level of vibration, is our emotions. So if you think of it as emotions are simply the human word that we use to describe the frequency we are on.
Sure. So
if we're angry, we're in a low vibration. That's just what we call it. Instead, we don't say, "Oh, I'm really low vibrational right now." Yeah, we say we're angry.
Yeah.
And so if you look at it in that sense, whatever level or whatever emotion you're feeling is actually the level of vibration you're on. So if, as you learn to increase, or if you go down, decrease the how low you can get or how high you can get, you're simply changing the frequency you're resonating at. Now, if you, as I've learned that idea, I now only utilize my trying to and practicing stoicism, only using my emotions when I am trying to do something. So I've got my emotions locked up, but not in a lock and key and throw it out and never use. They're there for me. That's my beast. Mm-hmm. Right? Those my emotions. They're this nice, fucking encapsulated, ready to be used when I need them. And I use when I need them is when I'm creating, which is, you know, even though it's 24/7, you know, blah blah blah. I tap into those emotions to get me to specific levels that I'm trying to get to. So that's how I see, like, emotions in that sense. It's dial in those emotions, get a handle on them, and then tap into them when you need to change your frequency, depending on what it is you're trying to do. Mm. But, yeah. Cool. Yeah,
bro, you left a nugget in there that I picked up about. You said something about, yeah, you didn't have, you're a single, you had a single mum. And it's almost as if someone that was coming through before was like embodying your own mother and father, which is, again, that masculine and feminine energy. So, you know, knowing that you can be your own mother and father.
Yeah.
Because I know that sitting at this table right now, and I'm sure for people listening in, the family circumstances are all going to be different. Some might have families out there, like someone that's listening might have, you know, parents that are married. They've got a good balance there. Masculine and feminine energies. The mother's got locked away. She's good. Masculine man. Yeah,
like a good family foundation. Dynamic.
Yeah.
You know, your standard kind but of then, what you'd picture.
Yes. What about the person that's there that's like, fuck, I actually don't have a mother and a father. Mm-hmm. Or what about that person that's like, I actually don't have a dad. He's not here, or he's not.
Yeah, well, it goes back to what I said at the beginning. So whatever we're feeding our senses includes our home life. and our parents. So yeah. So what about them?
Upbringing.
So of course, like, so they're going to, something's going to be downloading to them, or they're going to be learning from something.
Mm.
So yeah.
It's absolutely.
It's a very good point.
Yeah. Really good. Can you elaborate on it a bit more, bro? Because I feel like there's, you're going deep there, man. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I suppose, you know, like, just because keeping that in mind is, you know, we all go through different life events, you know. So if you don't have a father, then rather than, you know, feeling, oh, shit, I don't have a dad. Where is he? He's gone. Poor me. Then you might be able to take the approach of, what would my son, so that when I have kids, how do I want to be for him? And embodying that healthy masculinity from that point, so then it doesn't just keep on going down the generations, like, oh, my dad treated me like this, he left me, I'm going to fucking do that to my son. It's like, well, yep, that's happened, but I don't want that for my kids. So now I'm going to take the action, have that feeling and stuff, like you said, and embody that healthy masculine man that I want my son to have, and learn to balance my feminine energy as well. Because you never know what happens down the line. If the mum, if my partner to my child down the line, you know, if we're not together anymore and I have to be a single dad, it's like then I have to be able to teach him, okay, emotions and masculinity, driving force. This is what it is.
Yeah.
So I've got those foundations locked down. I think that's where I wanted to go with that one. Yeah,
that was awesome, man. Thank you for sharing.
Funny you say that, because I remember mum's even said to me, like, obviously single mum, she said like, I had to be your father as well. So she had to be strong. She had to be the man to try and raise
that. Would have took its toll on her as well, you can imagine. You know?
As you'd expect. Fucking me running rampant, doing fucking
doing Jaleel things.
Exactly what you're
Most families, you'll see the mom saying to the kid, oh, your father will be home in an hour, so you better get your room tidied up. Or wait till I tell your father about this when he gets home, when the kid would
No.
And then you go, hold on a sec. Now I'm your father. Get up downstairs. Keep the head in.
It's like a mom and dad.
And I love what you're saying there, man. Because one thing I used to say to myself, right, before brotherhood was ever a thing or ever a sphere, I remember I went through a period of my life where it was quite dark. And I used to say to myself, there's going to be a little boy or some male or someone who's going to come to me with the exact same problem, and it's my responsibility to find a way out. And immediately when I thought of that little kid, and actually I thought of a little me, you know. And yeah, I love the saying that you become the mentor you wish you had in your times of need, you know, and I feel like we obviously take from a lot of mentors, and an aspect too is, if you, you know, if there's not a father figure present in your life, finding mentors within spheres so you can still in many ways model, you know, but obviously take it with your own spin, but at least have some sort of example there. And obviously that's what the brotherhood sphere acts as, is at least some sort of template so dudes can look at it and go, okay, there's something I can work with here. I can still have that oomph. Fuck yeah. Okay, that's sweet. But I can also have the permission to feel, because emotions are like energy in motion, you know. And the way I look at it too is that, like, if you were to grab an apple and you were to put it in a real fucking like heated container and just keep it there, it will grow mold and it will grow some hairs and get really toxic. So the way I look at it too is that if we don't express our emotions, that's what happens. And then we have cancer and all these certain things that pop up in our body. So having spheres or places where you feel like you're safe enough, or even just creating that container in yourself. Obviously, it's important not to get stuck in the stories that come up with the emotions. But somehow find a way, whether it's breath work. I found breath work is incredibly powerful for just releasing emotions, because we do feel emotions and they can be stuck in there within your nervous system, right? And they can cause toxicity within your body. Now, if your body's toxic, of course, your actions are going to be toxic as well. So really, I feel that's taking the responsibility, right? Because what does a real man do? A real man takes responsibility for his actions and says, in order for my actions to be in integrity and for the highest good of the people around me, then it's my responsibility to do the work on myself and delve deep within me and feel the emotions. Because that means I will be passing on all the lineage of shit that hasn't been felt to my son. So what would a real fucking hero do? A hero would go into the trenches and feel those emotions for the sake of his family and his son. You know? Awesome. And that's where if you take that mentality and go, yeah, you know, like that is using the masculine energy to give you the incentive to feel. You know, and that's why I really feel like, obviously, us lads, the four of us, we've created a really strong bond over the last year, you know, and it's awesome, you know, like within the sphere, and we're starting to really feel safe. And the more we, you know, talk and the more deep we go, we realize, fuck, we're all going through very similar things. So a weight lifts off of us, off our chest, and go, you know, I don't have to put up this shield anymore and things like that, you know. And I feel like that's where, when we're talking about this aspect of teamwork and as men, like, we're stronger together, you know, and going through this journey, I don't think we really understand, can quite grasp, like, how powerful what we're doing right now and, like, the journey that we're on, like you were saying before, how we're all gaining momentum and rising together. And maybe we don't really have the impact that it's having on other people and who it's inspiring, you know, and what it's changing, because it has a ripple effect into their life and their family as well, you know?
Yeah, that butterfly effect, man.
Yeah.
You could follow that to the end of existence.
Yes.
Little trickle here, and next thing you know, you've changed fucking the course of history.
Yes. Which really is what it's all about, isn't it? It's like, you know, there's the path. What's really come through is the finite game and the infinite game. And this is a book I'm reading. So the finite game is the game of victory. So you go, you play a football match, and there's the fight to win and finally win, right? And, you know, you've got the crowd will come along and they'll watch you and then cheer you on, right? And you'll get the win, but then eventually everyone goes home, right?
Yeah.
You know, and then you're hanging out for the next win, because you can see it. You can see it in the spheres when people are fixated on winning. And I, for so long, was fixated on winning. That was, like, my mentality. And I still have to catch myself, because a lot of my conditioning comes from playing, like, sports, as a lot of us have in many different ways, you know, all within our spheres. And it was all about competitiveness and being the best. And whenever you'd see someone else who was, like, at a similar level or something, the mentality is, like, you're trying to be better, you know. And I have to catch that in myself, because that's just my fucking ego. It's not actually the real me. But that's a finite game. Whereas the infinite game, everyone wins. Yeah. And you realize actually there is no winner or loser.
You know? Like, it's just entertainment. Everyone's entertained.
Exactly. And that's the path of fulfillment, knowing that you're leaving something better for a lineage behind. It's like the man who plants the seed knowing he'll never sit under the tree. You know, hopefully we do get to sit under the tree and eat the fruit before we do pass, you know. But I feel that's the infinite game. And that's the difference, I feel, between, if we want to say, I prefer to say unhealthy and healthy masculinity. The difference between unhealthy and healthy is it's a mindset shift. It's a way of being. It's a state of being.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Awesome, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, I can relate to that as well, bro. It's like, you can start thinking, like, when you, you know, from my own point of view, I grew up in a family of seven kids and, you know, three brothers, and there's always competition, you know, best footballer, best runner, best fighter, who's the funniest fucker, who can drink the most, who can smoke the most, who can fuck the most chicks, whatever. And then it makes life very hard when you live that way, because, like, when you have to realize you can't be the best at everything. You know what I mean? So
be a lonely reality.
It's good to have that fighting spirit. It's good to want to get better. It's good to want to improve. It's good to want to compete and all that sort of stuff. But don't take it so fucking serious.
That's it.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, okay. So if we go from zero to one, we've improved. We've got better. Congratulations. You've done well. Okay. You don't always have to be 100 and be faster than that guy and be, you know, smarter than this person, or be a better fighter than this person, or a better footballer than that person, or whatever. Because there's always going to be somebody that's better than you.
Yeah.
You know. So, like, if you're walking around in life just thinking that everything's going to go your way and you're going to be the best at everything, well, you're going to be pretty fucking disappointed, man.
Because
it's not going to happen. But there's going to be things that you are really good at, you know, and that you're the best or one of the best or that sort of thing. So, So don't get too carried away with it. Like it's healthy to compete.
Yes.
You know, it's healthy to be strong. It's healthy to be fast or whatever. But it's just like a tool that you have. You go, yeah, well, I've got all these tools
now.
Yeah,
it's a tool.
I have it in there. The and when I need to run fast, I'll run fast one day. But right now, I'm relaxing, smelling the flowers, whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
I love that. It's knowing the environment of which you can unleash that beast or, you know, whatever. But that's it in a healthy way, as you're saying. Like you're channeling it there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and like a lot of it will come from your, like, I know from what I know about you, Darren, like, you know, you play football with your dad and all that, and you and I'm the same. I used to play golf with my dad, and I always wanted to make my dad proud. I'll never forget, like, the first time I ever played in the first golf competition I ever played with my dad. It was a father and son competition, and I couldn't wait to play with him. It was like a dream to play in this competition.
Yeah.
And I got up on the first tee, and I swung so hard at the ball that I missed the ball completely. You know what I mean?
Just pure.
And I was, man, I just could not wait to show my dad, you know. So like, dads have to realize as well, they can put pressure on kids as well, you know, because dads want their kid to be the best. And go, why do they want their kid to be the best? Like, what's the real reason behind this? Is this because you hear if dad's going, oh, you should have seen my boy, he did this.
Yeah.
You know absolutely. What I mean? That's kind not healthy.
Living through the kid.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah. That's not healthy. That's not healthy at all. You know, so like it's good for dads and dad to encourage their kids to do well and do better and whatever for the kids' sake, not for their sake.
Yeah.
You know, so you gotta be careful with that, you know. And quite often you'll get scared that you're not pleasing your parents, you know, or like especially your dad, because we're talking about masculinity or your bigger brother or that type of thing. And that can be very unhealthy, you know, and that can really put you in a bad place, because we all have our limitations, and, you know, some of us are good at things and some of us are not so good at things. And then, like, if you're trying to get to another level to prove something to somebody else that you never get to, it's going to be a very sad existence for you.
It.
You know, so like we can definitely throw that, you know, into the healthy masculine category of it's a delicate thing, you know, like, you know, pushing or encouraging or you know, or the win, you know, like just playing for the win. And when you go home, okay, well, the win's over now, what the fuck do we do? Okay, we got to go and find something else to win. And you're just constantly walking around, well, I have to win everything, you know.
Yes.
Like at some point you just got to relax, you know, and you just got to enjoy life. You know, because we live on this beautiful planet and there's all these beautiful things that are here for us every second of your life. And then, you know, trying to be this and trying to be that or whatever, it's just getting in the way of you having this life experience. So it's a really important thing to understand how much to focus on, you know, your healthy masculine and that type of thing. But, you know, don't worry too much about it. You know, it's not the be all and end all, but it is important.
Yes,
absolutely. Because just being yourself is always enough.
Exactly, bro.
You win the game.
Each and every single one of us is a miracle. The fact that we're even here breathing, that we're alive, you know, and we're an exceptionally an exceptional being. And there's not one person like me, and there's not one person like you, or you.
Yeah.
You're the only one of you of your species on this whole existence of life, right? Sitting here spinning around on a rock in the middle of nowhere, and nobody knows how the fuck we got here or where the fuck we're going. Isn't that amazing?
Oh, I love that.
can you think of something that's more amazing than that? Does anybody have another example of what could be more amazing than that?
Yeah, Toad.
Right, we're going down that way.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Well, it's interesting that you said that too, right? Because that was perfect. Yeah,
here we go.
Because I do feel what really, if we can all reflect on what has really shifted our life recently or over the last period, it has been the connection to something greater, and like the realization that like life is truly happening for you and not to you, and everything is always perfect. And yeah, like. I feel what you're saying there too is the archetype of the healthy warrior, right? What actually transitions the hero to the warrior is the hero is the aspect of us that is quite arrogant, and it's the boy, it's the last archetype of the boy. And we think we're invincible and that we can conquer anything, right? And then we get life gives us a good humbling, as it always does. And it's done to all of us many a times, you know? And the warrior isn't absent of the drive of the hero. But the warrior knows his own weaknesses, you know, and knows that he is just as vulnerable as everybody else. But of course, he does have some strengths, you know, and that, I suppose that ties in with, well, if we were all perfect, then why would we all be here? Because I feel from my perspective that we have weaknesses because it's for others to help cater with their strengths so we can work together. Yeah, you know?
Sure.
Which really makes a lot of sense. But yeah, how fundamental, lads, for you, I'd love to ask, has been that connection to something greater?
Oh. Where do you start?
Yeah.
It's bigger than, for me personally, it saved me. That's why I'm here loving life today, loving every second of it.
Yeah.
Because I discovered that. And I found that that was bigger than anything else that there is. Anything that I thought I was meant to be doing, I was meant to be achieving, any records I thought I was meant to be setting, any money I thought I was meant to be making, any person I was trying to become for other people or whatever, it's just all garbage. It's just a game.
Fuck.
It's just yeah.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
It's just it's just a game. And, you know, sometimes you win the game, sometimes you lose the game. So as long as you never lose sight of the fact that that we're part of something that's much bigger than us, life's a breeze. And all the other stuff is just, well, do your best and, you know, and that's enough.
Fuck, man. Yeah. That's perfect. Oh.
Fucking hell. Shit. Yeah.
Yeah,
next question.
Do you want me to repeat that?
Two more times.
Make a record.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. What was the question?
Yeah,
again?
Like the connection to something greater. So obviously recently just had a very visceral experience of it.
Man, I've only recently discovered that something greater, about a year. Like, so I've been doing plant medicine for about a year and a half now, so maybe two, just over two. Shit, time flies.
Yeah. Hmm. It'd be two, man.
Over two. Because
I'm over 2 years. 2019.
Fuck. Yeah. Two and a half years. Yeah. Holy shit, man. Anyway, yeah, I'd say about a year is when the real knowledge started to come to me in plant medicine and started dropping visions and showing me why I'm here and what my purpose is in this lifetime. And when I got visions and was shown things that, you know, were cool and were consistent with each other through multiple ceremonies over a span of time, and you know, it was almost like a story continuation from one after the other. It wasn't just random shit here and there. So it was like when I started to notice that timeline, notice that each time I would go there with an intention, it would show me something that played on the previous one. It wasn't until I really decided to believe in it, like, okay. It's not, you know, I'm not tripping balls in a fucking tent in the middle of the bush, you know. I'm not fucking
bushed off.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not like, you know, getting high as a kite on some shit and having a grouse all time. Mm. I'm like, when it starts to play on continually on the same story, I'm like, shit, okay, something here, something going on here. I always knew there was because of, you know, other things, but the purpose, what we're talking about, is it wasn't until I really decided to go, okay, this is legit. I started, like, there was one point I was actually at work and I got this, like, just driving a forklift, just spacing out like I do every fucking day on that bloody thing.
Yeah.
And out of nowhere, just like a massive just dump of information hits the top of my head, just fucking...
10,000 nuts.
Yeah. Like I'm legitimately like had a physical reaction. I was driving there and physically just went, shit. And
morning.
Yeah. Literally, I think it was like 6:30 in the morning, half asleep on the forklift. Like I've got I had to pull over. I had to pull over and stop and let this happen because, you know, definitely don't download and drive, boys. Like it's fucking wild. But I'm
forget
sitting
about
there.
Drink and drive. Yeah.
Download and drive to the next level, mate. Yeah. Fucking so. I've pulled over, right, and I'm sitting there just coming, fucking pumping me full of this information, and when it first started, my mind went completely blank, and all of a sudden all these lines so think black and then like white glowing lines, like straight lines or kind of, and then circles and then just kind of just expanding and growing. And as it started to do, they started to connect, and as those lines connected and continued on, more lines, more circles, and then the picture started to actually form. And when it was completed, it was like looked like a blueprint. Literally, like I was seeing the bird's eye blueprint of a structure. And then once that was completed, it then flipped and then started to do the third dimensional lines. Wow. And just continued on like that in the void of creation. This is all happening.
This is on the forklift.
This is on the forklift. This is all on the forklift. Like, that's, I'm talking, fun. I was pulled over for a solid couple minutes.
Yeah.
Because I was just like.
Wow. That's unreal, man.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there and, yeah, again, so all the third dimensional versions of the lion starting to come through. And then once that was completed, and then zoomed out again, I saw a complete structure. This is where it was a pyramid with other shapes around it, and literally like a living structure. It's going to be my house. I know what my house looks like.
Yeah, yeah.
It's similar. It's a pyramid in the middle, but around the pyramid is like the Fibonacci spiral section.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, well, I'll go into that later. Yeah, but yeah. So as that's happening, once the third dimensional was finished, it started to do the inside. So it started to like visually show me the inside structures of the actual building itself, all the shapes, geometric, just lines. Then once the lines were finished, it started to show the materials in the picture, like from nothing, worked its way up like a fucking cosmic 3D printer. And then started showing me the colors and shapes. And then as the structure was built, then went into what was going to be in it, the rooms of the place, what's going to be inside the pyramid, and then goes through the lighting structures, how the house is going to work, the glass doors and the windows and the materials, the furniture, everything.
Wow.
Going through it, and there's like, fucking hell. And then once the whole thing was created, it then started to fill it with the energy. So there's going to be like plants and shit, and where they're going to, like, what's going to look like, and the blah, blah, blah. Once all that was done, then zoomed out again, started showing me the surrounding area, what, like the grasslands, the location of it. And then once that was done, zoomed out again.
Wow. Like The Sims.
Yes. Yes. Seriously. And then it starts showing me different sections of this piece of land that's going to have other structures and buildings with its own intention, and keep zooming out. Like, I'm talking fucking...
Yeah, wow.
Starts going into like acreage size stuff, and starts showing me, like, once I was completely zoomed out, it showed me 12, like the zodiac... You know, the 12 zodiacs,
yes, yeah.
in its location, crystal grid.
Yes.
So a circular crystal zodiac grid, giant boulder-sized crystals that align with each zodiac in their location, specific to the geographical alignment of the planet at the time. It's just throwing out all these numbers. Like, I couldn't keep up.
What do you think it is? What's your mind telling you?
It's one part of, what I have to create. So I've got, you know, the big one with the islands and shit.
Yeah.
So
have you started yet? That's pretty huge. You better hurry the fuck up. Yeah.
One step at a time. You're still on the fucking forklift.
TikTok, motherfucker.
Christ almighty. You'll make a fucking kilometer wide crystal grid on a forklift. Jesus Christ.
Well, you'll be able to move the boulders.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, see, I'm building my skills, all right?
Well, it's like what you said, one step, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, and, yeah. And so this
I'm
is...
I'm just kidding, brother.
Yeah.
So, I get so serious.
So this crystal grid is like the diameter is, I think, 2-3 maybe more kilometers wide, massive. So, and this entire land structure is somewhere around, and it's going to be somewhat like a community. So it's all incorporated, and that pyramidal structure where I'll be living is the center point.
Okay.
And through that, you know, with magic circles and energy work and shit, and it'll start to bring people to, and obviously there'll be farmland sections because it massive area. So that will be like where I'll be, like the home base. Yes. And it's just
your HQ.
So when it got to the crystal grid section, that's when the vision stopped. And I was like, and then it all stopped, everything came together, and then it just kind of just went, there you go, there it is. And then
and there's the priest on the truck that got me. Yeah. Offline, you fucker.
Jaleel, what are you doing?
Give me that fucking pallet of chicken. The truck's here now. Yeah, hold on, fucker. Yeah. I'm building the future, mate. Yeah. Hold on.
You'll never guess what the fuck I just seen.
Fucking hell. But yeah, so and then that kind of going slowly just dissipated away, and then I was like, fuck. Back to it. But that was the initial point. And then from there, it's grown in details of the actual place. Like visions, like little snippets here and there, added extras to that one. But then the big one. So that's my home.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So that's the
we're only just getting started.
We're only getting started, right? And then the purpose of helping the planet level up. That's the ascension, the whole 5D elevation of the planet, the big shift, the new Earth. That's my actual purpose. And that came through on one of the plant medicines as well. And exactly the same scenario as what I just explained. Snippets here and there, as well as other ceremonies, give me more information of what I need to do to create
next
that
step.
When I'm physically, mentally and spiritually ready to receive information, it comes. And it's fucking, at first, like I was saying, at first I didn't believe it because it was just so fucking outlandish. Like I could not conceptualize that naturally, normally. I would never even picture doing that.
Because you can't, your mind can't go from forklift to pyramid.
Yeah.
You know? Both in a funny sense, but also literal. Like, I understand what you mean.
I had no, there was no way that would ever naturally, organically, well, in a sense, like, soberly come into my mental space to then picture it and then work towards creating it. Like,
yeah.
So this plant medicine afforded me that ability. It opens that part of myself that showed me that I have enough creative force and energy and power, drive, masculine, feminine energy to create this. And I'm talking like the amount of times I questioned myself. Like remember that post that I put?
Yes.
I questioned myself so many times. Like, am I fucking losing it right now? Like all these journeys that I've been on all kind of focused around that same thing. Purpose. This is what you need to do. Create this. Showing more information of that vision. Going, this. And I'm like, what the fuck is happening? There's no way that's even possible. How? And then eventually, as I learned about myself, did some inner work, it got to a point where he's like, you know what? Fuck it.
But what does losing it mean? Can you elaborate on that? Because losing is what you need to do.
Yeah. So like,
because what are you holding on to?
Exactly. I was losing it because I wasn't letting go of the old limiting paradigm of myself.
It was more important to drive the forklift than offload the truck. Is that right?
It's more important than, you know, pay bills and live the that life and you know the and then plant medicine just kicks you in the fucking cosmic teeth. Like that's not gonna work, mate. I was holding on to that old life, and until I was willing and able to accept that my life is not normal.
Yes.
It will not be. I am not here for a normal forklift fucking life. I have a lot of work to do. And until I had enough belief and strength and courage in myself to accept that vision, accept that purpose, and really just take myself by the balls.
Yeah.
And say, we're fucking doing this, mate. We're fucking, we're sending it. And when that point, when I got to that point, that's when shit kicked off. And that was about 6 months, maybe a bit more ago. And I'm like, okay, let's fucking go. And then that's when the big work starts coming in. I'm starting to focus on myself. And now that I have my purpose, everything I do is around getting there. And that's when the last one, the Toad weekend we just went on, was it last week ago? It really solidified that flow state into letting go of the how.
Yeah.
Because that doesn't matter. Like I said, my intentions were to be nothing, and then the next one was to be everything, and then the next one after that was to embody the fifth dimension and raise my vibration. And just those three alone, the fourth one was kind of not in line with those, but that's a fucking... Anyway, we'll talk about that later. But those three just kind of like equally ran off each other. So the first one emptied the bucket. The second one filled the bucket with new stuff.
Yes.
And then the third one was to embody that bucket. And holy shit. And from that point, it's just like I explained to you before, like within a week, I've got a new business started. I've got different systems that I've been able to bring into my life. Things are just given to me now. The universe is just plopping shit on my lap. Yeah. Like, this is what you want. Here you go.
So
like
the peaceful warrior.
Yes, it's just coming, man. It's just, I'm just receiving and I'm not chasing it. And it's in a flow state. I'm not stressed. I'm not impatient. I'm not like, oh, I gotta go.
Yeah.
You know, because I've only just started this business, so I've got a lot of work to do on that. And I'm like, it's gonna happen. And I'm enjoying the process because I know where it's taking me.
Yeah.
And I know that it aligns with what it is I'm trying to create. And then from that, it's just like the enthusiasm just to live is fun.
Yeah.
You know, like the only downside of my life right now, the only downside of my life right now is that day job.
Yeah.
And the way I look at it right now, that's it. That's the end. Everything else outside of that is amazing.
Yeah.
You know, so now that I can taste it. I can feel it that I'm almost out of there. Bro, I feel like we almost could with that fucking superhero gig.
Yeah.
Like, I really feel like, because I could, oh man, it's just, here you go. Like, you want financial and time freedom? Here you go. Just follow that little rabbit hole. You'll be there soon. And it's just like, okay, what else you got? Bring it to me. Come on. And just, life just flows. And it's for me, finding my purpose and accepting it is the big one. You know, I feel like there are a lot of people out there that know their purpose. They have this desire to create something. Maybe it's a restaurant, maybe it's anything.
Yeah.
They have this, and it's a desire that they've had for a long time. Usually that's something that, okay, it's not just a fleeting thing that you want to do. And I'm sure there are people out there, if you have had a desire or a feeling that you've wanted to create, or a system or a business that you've been sitting on for years and you still sit on it, fucking go for it, because that's the one.
Yes.
All right? That's the one.
Fuck yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, Mr.
Chad. And do Toad. Yeah, that's me. Next.
So what was the question
again? So it's connection. Yeah, your connection is so grand. Thank you for sharing, bro. Because that was really fucking powerful,
man.
Bro.
Yeah.
It really was, man. And like your connection to something greater, you know, and how that has impacted, you know, your life. I'm quickly going for a whiz. Apologies, boys.
Yeah.
Absolutely, drastically, hey.
Actually, bro, can you chuck me my jumper while you're up, please?
Because I feel like, back to what you said, John, at the start, we're on this floating rock in the middle of fucking nowhere, you know. That in itself is enough to make an open mind believe that we actually have no fucking idea where we are, what's actually going on. So I feel like from that point, for me anyway, I just was like, well, there has to be something else. I mean, how can there not be? I'm looking at my skin, I'm looking at my body, I'm looking at, you know, these materials, these plants, the sky, the moon, the fucking sun. I didn't do that.
Yeah.
I didn't fucking create that shit. The beautiful stuff.
Exactly.
You know, so there has to be. And then, you know.
But learning, you did.
Well, see, yeah.
That's like there's the paradox there. You're like,
it
fuck.
It is. That's like the duality, I guess, is like I get that. But if we're putting it into like into a plain text of I didn't physically with my hands put the sun together.
Yeah.
Then, well, I can't remember anyway. But, you know, maybe I did, but
yeah.
Point being is, just starting to play around with it. The power of words, the power of spelling your existence into reality.
Yeah.
You know, it might sound a bit wishy-washy to someone that hasn't experienced it, but believe me, like if you have enough understanding that, you know, your thoughts will have a determination of how your outward life is manifested, then you can, you know. I remember listening to this song and it said, you know, when you have an idea, the whole universe conspires in achieving that. And it sort of made me realize that, okay, if I set my intention to do this, do that, then something else beyond me is working some form of magic. So, I mean, I could go on for ages because there's a lot of examples like clairvoyance and stuff have given me enough understanding that there is a far greater power at play here that I can't see, but I can feel. And I've through experiential knowledge as well, through experiences in my life, I no doubt know that, just that belief of something else is helping me throughout every single situation. Nothing's bad. It's either good or it's a lesson for me.
Yes.
You know?
I like that, bro.
I don't like negative connotations to things because it all just is.
It's like there's something else that you're referring to. There's something else said to the other something else once upon a time. He said, guess what? I've got this idea. Well, I've got this picture in my mind. It's called the universe. Right? This is what it's going to look like.
Yeah.
It's going to have a sun and a moon and an earth and a Milky Way and a galaxy and blah, 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 blah. Right? So everything starts with a vision. Like everything that there is.
All is mind.
Something, whatever the fuck it is, the thing that we don't know what it is, right? Visualize this. So like, you know, the thing that you're feeling that you're able to feel through plant medicine and, you know, other spiritual practices and living holistically and blah, blah, blah. That thing that you're feeling, like you ask anybody in the world, right, of any type of religion or tribe or way of life, everybody can feel that, man.
Yeah.
Right? And what we feel is the same thing. Like the same thing. Like if you had to describe the feeling of love, right, to anybody in the world, it's universal. It's not like love in Alaska is like this and love in Australia is like that. And love and it's the same thing. So this force that we're feeling, every single one of us feels it because we're all part of it. Mm-hmm. And tapping into it and just surrendering to it.
Yeah.
Surrender. Like that's what like you know, my
lose control.
Lose control, man.
Because you never had it
it's
in the
like
beginning.
I was saying to my partner the other night, like she's 52 years old, right? And I'm going, like, in the 52 years of your life, have you ever had a night where you didn't have somewhere to sleep? No. Have you ever not had something to eat for one day of your life? No. So you've got a 100% success survival rate for the 52 years of your life so far. Yes, that's pretty fucking high, man.
That is fucking
congratulations. Right? So what are the chances of something going wrong now? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
if you've done it for 52 years, right, there's a good chance you can do it for another 52 years if you can live that long.
Yes.
So what the fuck are you worrying about? You know what I mean? So visualize what you want, whatever the fuck it is you want. Don't let anybody tell you it's too like your vision, right? Thank you for sharing. That's amazing, man.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah.
Don't let anybody tell you that it's not achievable because everything starts as a vision.
Yeah.
And visions, like when you make that your vision, that becomes your why. Yeah. It's like a cricketer. Like you look at a good cricketer like Sachin Tendulkar or whatever, the Indian guy.
I saw
a great interview with him. And he says his whole life is just about the ball. That's it.
Yeah.
It's all day. He walks around with a ball in his hand and he looks at the ball. And he studies the ball to try and determine which are better ways for him to hit the ball, you know, because he's a batsman.
Yeah.
Which is a better way to hit the ball or which way can the ball... You know, if it, if a bowler runs this way and he's that type of height and he throws his arm this way or that way, which way can the ball come towards me? And all he thinks about is the fucking ball. And now he's the best batsman pretty much of all time. So it's the same with anything that you want, your vision or my vision or your vision. And that becomes your why, and that's all you think about. Yeah. You have the fucking power to build that, no matter what.
Yeah, and the one part of it is to speak that truth like I've just done, and it doesn't matter. Don't let what other people think or say deter you from...
That's the hard
pursuing
part.
Pursuing it.
It's very, that's the hard part.
You know, so cause there's so many people that'll be like, how the fuck are you going to do that? Like, that's ridiculous. Why even bother? Mate, don't worry, you won't be there.
It's your reason for being.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like, that's where.
You don't have to understand.
Yes. Yeah. You know, watch me.
Yeah, exactly.
But you look at anybody that's achieved anything in whatever we wanted to classify achievement as. Everybody, like, when you read stuff, like, okay, let's say billionaires, for example, okay, if we want to use them as an example. Like if ever you read their stories, they all have the same story. The story is universal, and it's one that they thought about quitting so many times, and so many people told them that it just wasn't going to happen. Like Richard Branson, for example. Like, have you ever read his book?
No.
Like, you want to learn about sticking to your guns or whatever. Like, that guy is such a maverick, man. I mean, for example, like when he started Virgin Airlines, right? He had a cardboard sign. He's walking around the airport with a cardboard. He hired a plane. All right. He wrote Virgin on a piece of cardboard. Walked around the airport to get people onto the plane. He didn't even have money for insurance. And on the first flight, the engine fucking blew up on the plane.
Shit.
and bankrupted him on his very first thing that he ever did.
Shit.
That's just one example of numerous things that he did, you know? And there's numerous times where he came home from the office.
Is that even legal?
Well, back in the day, you could do shit like that, you know? Not.
Wave a sign. Yeah, get on my plane. Yeah. I'll take you somewhere.
True story, man. True story. And I mean, obviously, the flight was booked before people. He wasn't just getting random people at the air. He didn't just rock up with a plane. Go, hey, anybody want to get on the plane? It wasn't quite like that, man. You know, but like his story was so inspirational because there was many times where he came home, and when he got home, the bank manager was sitting on the doorsteps of his house, and the bank manager, like, he owed the bank millions and millions. Like, it took him years and decades before he really started making money, you know. But he got very, very good at every time the bank manager came to wrap things up, like, the bank manager would go, listen, Richard, man, you're just crazy, man. Like, we can't support you anymore. We have to wrap it all up now. We need to reel it all back in. And then what Richard Branson actually did was, every time this happened, he actually convinced the bank manager to lend him more money. You know what I mean? So the bank manager came there to wrap it up and then left lending him more money, whatever. So it's just an example of determination and having a vision and having
pure
a picture and pure belief. And it's about what you said about, like, you know, being connected to the higher power or whatever. But if you want that to work for you, right, you really must surrender. Otherwise it won't work. Like, it can't be okay, I surrender, but I don't really, you know.
I want
everything to go my way and fuck everybody else. Right, it must be pure and utter surrender and trust in it.
That's one of the big thing from that weekend is I've let go of the process. Like, I don't care how it's going to come to me anymore.
But
like,
but an example that might be something that leads you to something else.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean? This vision that you have, the process that you're, the path that you're on now. Right. So this is
I'm not focusing on the how.
Oh, I know, but it's on the, you're on that path anyway. That might just lead you somewhere else.
Yeah.
And the path might change into something else. You know what I mean?
That's surrender.
You can't go, well, hold on a second. You know, I'm holding on to this thing. You go, I surrender, man. Wherever the fuck I go,
whatever happens, whatever business gets thrown in my lap.
Happens.
Yeah, bro.
It happens.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because what's coming through here for me is this fucking podcast was once something in my mind. And yeah, we're here doing it, you know. And,
exactly.
And like, we're with all the lads, you know, and the people did I know that who would be sitting around it beside me? No. And like, I'm fucking grateful. It's all you lads, you know? And, I feel that really is it. I feel like that connection to something greater is confirmation and that your mission and your purpose, which is fundamental if we're talking about masculine. So the masculine craves above all else is purpose and mission, right? From an energetic standpoint, the feminine is the flow of love, right? Now, one is not better than the other. And I really wanted to say that earlier of two, you know, this, the connotation we can see over history, the suppression of the feminine, you know, and these, the connotation and beliefs made up that the masculine is stronger than the feminine. No, they're both equally.
No.
Yeah, like no, like they're both equally as important, both equally as powerful, and both equally needed in us all and in this earth. And when we look at it from an energetic standpoint, feminine craves the flow of love. Now, the masculine, we could, you know, we could have the most beautiful wife, the most beautiful family, but if we're not on our divine mission or our divine purpose, we'll feel empty. You know, we're lost. We're at a sway. And usually when you ask dudes that when they were at the worst point in their life, they felt lost, no direction, you know?
Yeah, like, because I remember before, like, again, it's only been 6 months to a year since I've found mine. So I've had 24 years of...
Yes.
Well, it wasn't until, you know, you start growing up and get out in the world that that even becomes an issue. So, you know, 17, 18, 19, and you're just like... You know, you finish the, you know, for most people, for me, it was like, finish school. That's my purpose. Yes. Get the fuck out of this place because it's shit. I just like lunchtime and I don't want to do it anymore. Yeah. And
freedom.
Yeah, yeah.
No, the only reason I went to school was to find out what was happening on the weekends. Not joking. Yeah.
That's so good.
And then, and then school finished and then it was kind of like, cool, now I'm free. But
yeah.
Now what?
Yeah.
And that was the point. And then getting jobs, getting things. And then it got to a point where I was like, what the fuck am I doing? What? I don't want to do this job. And then I'd go to the next job. I don't want to do this job either. And, you know, based on how I grew up and what I was told, not necessarily from my family, but just society in general, and in that environment I grew up in, it was like, you know, they try and get you into like a trade or go to uni, you know, your standard kind of thing. Yes. And I didn't do any of that. I didn't do an OP.
Be an employee.
And I was being an employee and it sucked.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, I need to find a good job. And what the fuck is a good job? You know, like how do I conceptualize a good job? And then I kind of manifesting kind of jobs and went down the line and I did manifest a job like exactly what I asked for and as I was affirmations and shit. But even then, it's a job. I don't want to go to a place I don't enjoy and spend 8 hours of my day doing something that I don't care about. Like every job that I went to is like this and it wasn't until at the end of my, like, a couple years ago now that I really realized that I am unfulfilled. I'm not fulfilled from, I would love to come to this place if it involved PlayStation, fucking ping pong, you know, anything that was fun and entertaining. But it's like, even then, like, I wouldn't be fulfilled. It wasn't until I found that purpose that I realized that feeling's like, oh my God, that's why I felt like that. Because I didn't have anything. I was just going to work to get money to pay bills to then do it again.
Yeah.
It's like, where's the end? What's going on here? Where am I going? Like, get rich.
Yeah.
Get rich. Get a cool car. Get, you know, that was the goal, to be rich. And
still doesn't end, brother.
Yeah.
It
doesn't end.
That's the pipe dream that people grow with. Oh, yeah. If only I was a millionaire. It's like,
still doesn't end.
It doesn't end. Yeah. You've got bills to pay. When you're a millionaire, you've got more bills to pay.
When you're a millionaire, you want to have $2 million.
Yeah.
When you have $2 million, you want $3 million.
That's an endless cycle.
It never ends.
So growing up, just like everyone, is like, oh, I'd love $1 million. So that was kind of like the only half-assed fucking thing that I aimed for, but had no way to get there, had no drive to even, how does that even happen? So overwhelming over my head that I had no idea.
Yeah.
Just that, but because I was still early in my life, that feeling of being lost hadn't gotten to that point yet, which I'm glad. And then I found my purpose and then everything just fell into place.
It's very, very simple, man. If you're not building your own world,
What are you doing?
Whose world are you building?
Yeah.
No, but seriously, whose world are you building? So it's like a friend of mine, you know, Gary, like he lives in a van or whatever, and he lives this, like he sold his house, like he danced with the devil for many years of his life, had a job, worked as a carpenter, blah, 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 did the 9-to-5 thing, whatever. Bought a house, renovated the house, sold the house, made some money and now he's able to live off the, no, so he's rent, he didn't sell the house. So he sold one house, bought another house. Now he's renting that house and living off the rent, living in a van, right?
Yeah.
Lives a very simple life. Lives down in Byron Bay. Hello, Gary, if you're listening. How's it going?
Yeah. Gaza, mate.
Yeah, you go, okay, all right. So, and he lives on nothing. Like he picks up all the.
He
lives in a van. He walks on the beach every day. He cycles his bike. He surfs. He's on his skateboard, whatever. He goes to the food bank to get food, whatever. Lines up with all the other homeless people or whatever. Doesn't give a shit, you know? Yeah. And like he said to me one day, he says, sometimes I start having these like moral issues. And I'm like, what? He goes, well, I'm not like building the world and like contributing to the world. I said, like, what fucking contribution do you need to make? What do you need to build? Oh, like, I'm not proud of like some company that's building roads and what. Bro, like that's not built. That's wrecking the fucking world.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean. That's wrecking the world, because to build the world, we need more resources that come from the earth. It means more. We got to dig up more quarries. We got to find more resources.
Yeah, you got to get the rocks.
We got to pollute the planet more to build it, so we can keep polluting it. That's not building the world. That's killing the fucking.
Also need to knock down trees and stuff. You know.
To make yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. So the point is that like that everybody knows that that mundane 9-to-5 thing is not really helping the world. It's not really building the world or whatever. So like if we all started thinking like what you're thinking about, what can we do to make something for the world?
Yeah.
And it starts with us.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. But you're going to be the minority. Right, but it doesn't matter, because you might influence one or two people, and those one or two people might influence two or three people.
Yeah, yeah,
and so on.
It's
and,
like that, and so that on. Wild Wild Country that you showed me.
Yes, did you watch that?
I'm watching it.
Watching it, yeah.
I'm like it's episode mad, like yeah. 7 or 8.
But there's a great example. Fuck. He did an amazing thing. And that's Osho, right?
Osho, yeah.
And he grew 500,000 followers around the world. Sannyasins.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah. And that's a good thing. So like if 10 people did that, or 20 people did that, or 100, it doesn't take that many people.
Yeah, no. Like the one that I told him about it, and the cool part that that really resonated with me was they completely, like you were saying, that the reckoning building roads is reckon, you know, where these people were building the community, but the shifting of the land and the earth that they did brought in nature.
Yeah.
They completely changed the side of a fucking mountain.
Exactly.
And became so
self-sufficient.
The farmland, the greenery, the nature, like animals started to come to their community because it was so vibrant and so, you know,
exactly.
Yeah, and I was just like, Jesus fuck. You know, these when people work together, yeah, they were blowing the shit up and, you know, doing what needed to be done, but in that blowing up, we were able to create an even better version of that piece of land.
Yes.
Rather than blowing it up, taking the material and then leaving a giant fucking hole there.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, so yeah, that's fucking, there's good and bad to both. The how you transmute the world. It depends on whether you're fucking it up or utilizing it with our creative potential.
Yes, and like adding more value in
yeah,
the world.
Yeah.
Yes. And I really wanted to add in there too, because I feel like as well for purpose is people think it's looking on the outside, but I can only say from my personal perspective and with the help of the medicine or the assistance, it made me realize it was always in me.
Mm.
That all the things that light me up, that all the things that come natural to me are my fucking guiding light to who I'm here to be. I'm not here to be anybody else but fucking me, you know? And it's like all I had to look at was just reoccurring patterns in my life and see, okay, there was something going on here. I've always been guiding me, you know? And it's like a puzzle code or like a fucking some sort of treasure hunt you can now, it's fun. And you realize as you're taking the medicine, you're really just coming back home to yourself and you're remembering who the fuck you are. You know, last night, that was the key thing in the psychotherapy. So John, who I was facilitating, he remembered why the fuck he was here. He already knew.
But he
remembered, right? And that is the most beautiful thing to realize, and that life force that came online, what are you talking about? What's that direction? It's like,
yeah, here
you know,
we
it's
go.
Like a fucking power up, you know, and you can feel that life force,
yeah,
you know, and it's something innate within us all. So I would say the importance of, and then also with the plant medicines, and when we're talking about a connection to something greater, it's confirmation from something bigger than yourself saying, yes, motherfucker.
Yes, yeah, this yeah, you exactly.
Know? And then I feel the belief comes because you've had confirmation from something bigger that the belief is there then. And it doesn't matter what anybody else said because you know you've been shown it. You know?
Once you see it, you can't unsee it.
You can't unsee it. Yeah, and it's a visceral. It's in your body. It's like, you know, and then, yeah.
I like the, and through that realization and through that belief and through that confirmation and now that I am completely and solely embodying that vision, that creation, my purpose, it's like, you know, like I said, everything I do in life now is in that direction. Yes, and it's
intentional.
I was, you know, kind of sussing it out myself when it first began. It's like, am I fixated? Am I too fixated? Am I like spending too much time on that? Should I just be chilling out and this and that? And I was like, no, I am loving it. I am so like the amount of energy that even though I am going fucking ape shit balls to the wall on certain things and I'm physically exhausted, man, like I've been doing it for a long time. I'm tired, you know, my eyes are a bit sore, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But inside I'm beaming.
Yeah.
You know, the physical body's, you know, it's had a, you know, sitting in the front of the computer for a few hours, you saw back, you're like, time to move around. But just in that alone, it's good, it's fun, I'm enjoying it. And just anything that I do now, like even this podcast is in line with what I'm trying to create.
Yes.
It's all involved. Even if this has nothing to do with what I'm trying to create, I'm here because I believe me being here is steering me a step closer to my purpose.
Yes.
And just that, everything I do now is one step closer.
Yeah.
And it's fucking, I love it. It just fills me with my own
energy. Say it, brother. Say, my name is Jaleel.
My name is Jaleel.
And I will achieve my purpose.
And
that's what I'm fucking doing here, man. Motherfuckers.
And that's what I'm fucking doing here, that's man. Fucking motherfuckers.
Right. Does that feel good?
Fucking,
Say it again.
Some bangers.
My name is Jaleel and I will achieve my purpose.
Yay! Yeah.
Let's go around and all do it.
Yeah, go. Yeah.
My name is Jordan Hales and I will achieve my purpose.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck that feels
give
good.
Give it again.
Come on.
My name is Jordan Hales and I will achieve my purpose.
Yeah. Arriba, arriba. My name is Darren Riley, aka Fjord Ragnarsson, and I will achieve my purpose even if I fucking die on the sword for it. Aho.
Aho.
My name is John Byrne from Dublin, Ireland, and I'm here to achieve my fucking purpose.
Oh, you fucking bastard. That was fucking...
Go on, you fucking bastard.
Fucker, get off that fucking yard.
What the fuck?
Fucking, hey.
Who the fuck is that guy?
who the fuck is this guy? that was great.
See? The fields of Athenry.
see what they just literally showed itself. See what I just said? Me being here is bringing me a one step closer to my purpose. Yeah. That just happened.
Exactly.
All right. Cool. The reason I'm here is just solidified itself. Cool. Done. Fuck, I love this shit. I love this shit.
It's so good. And boys, do we have anything else that we feel we'd love to just add into this sphere before we close it up?
Oh, okay. I'm not gonna describe it or go into it. I'm just gonna drop this. All right. Isle of Eden.
Mm. Yeah. to be continued.
Yeah. Yep.
For myself, well, something I said on the toad, just be yourself. Just be yourself. If you just need to remind yourself every single day, just be yourself. You are enough. You just need to be yourself. You are enough. Just be yourself. You are enough. Just live by that because really that's all you can go off.
I'm myself.
Love to meet you myself.
I'm myself.
And never get so serious.
Amen.
Yeah. Oh, bro. Thank you for sharing, man.
Beautiful, man.
And for me, just like the same, everything that lights you up, is exactly showing you what you're here to do. So just tracking in your life where you light up and what comes effortlessly to you and what breeds that life force that's showing you fucking what you're here to do. So I truly believe the more we follow that, the more vitality we have, the more we can give back, the more we become more. And I feel too that a lot of people think when you find your purpose, oh, that is like the epitome. But it almost gets more fulfilling, but also gets fucking harder because the universe will make you into the man capable of wielding that mission. So you have to grow and it'll push you into situations where you have to grow.
Yeah.
But it's
push
awesome.
Push you out of your comfort zone. You have to get out of it, otherwise it won't be created.
Exactly, man. And yeah, because you need to become as someone more. And what was I going to say there? Oh yeah. So I feel like it's like you're just a regular dude and then your purpose feels like you're in your own fucking like awesome movie, you know?
Mm. Yes. Yeah.
That,
yeah.
That's what
yeah.
it feels like. Like yeah. it's like a
main
life
character
online.
Of your own movie. Now.
Main character, but knowing that it's not about you, you know, that it's about the people you're going to serve. So, yeah, do the work, connect with yourself and, remember that you're the person you've been looking for the whole time.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I agree with you, Darren. It's like it's my mantra that I always go back to. It's just about your senses. Keep your senses open. So to open your sense, you got to think of everything, right? All your senses. I'll repeat them. Your eyes, what are you looking at? Your nose, what are you smelling? Your mouth, what words are coming out of your mouth? What food are you putting into your mouth? Your ears, what are you listening to? Your ears, your skin, what are you absorbing to your skin? Because everything you need to do and everywhere you need to be is already here. It's already written in the stars. But when you put poison in your body and you poison your senses, you get switched off to that.
Mm.
And then the concept of even being able to open up to this cosmic divine guidance that's there just becomes so foreign. You go, that's fucking crazy, man.
Mm,
right? Yeah. But like I promise you, from my own point of view as well, someone who's been doing this work for over 20 years, when you stay open, right? And there's times you'll go off the path and you might shut everything down again and then you start going, that's just some fantasy land or whatever. And then when you come back to the path again and you start opening up all your senses, all the messages are there. And then everything you need to know is there and everything becomes crystal clear is there. And it's there for every second of your life. It never leaves you. It's always there. So stay open, do the work, eat right, healthy masculine, be healthy, right? Be healthy, have a healthy body, have a healthy mind, take care of the earth, nurture those around you. Stay open. Everything's here. Everything that needs to happen will happen for you. It's already happening. Just tap into it. Aho.
Aho. Aho, man.
If you want any high quality water, hit me up.
Oh yeah,
link down below.
That was a good intro for somebody looking for Kalgen water, right?
Yeah. Kangen water.
Kangen water.
Come at me. Yeah,
Kangen water. Open. Open to the divine.
If you want to start your journey, Jaleel will
sort
you
out. Yeah.
Well, Siri, put a link in there. It's a good point.
Yeah. Well, look,
because like personally, anyway, like when I change my water, we won't get into that now, but when I change my water, it dramatic changes in my health and well-being.
Well, you're 70% water. So, and we're just drinking filtered tap water from, you know, a filter that's $30 from a shop. It's going to do fuck all.
Exactly.
You know, all the water we drink is shit, is altered in some way. So exactly. I'm like, okay, nah, I'm finding something that negates that, fixes that, and I have. So
exactly.
Yes.
Here we are.
It's healthy masculine, healthy water. Very
healthy
good.
Water. Yes. Thank
so
you.
True.
Big one.
Yeah, and well, that's it, there lads. So I'm really, really feeling that. And I want to say a massive thank you to you all. Like, I specifically chose you three as I really can reflect back and look at you as a healthy masculine role model. Not only for myself, but for all
around. I
appreciate
that. Thank you.
Oh, pleasure. And it's
confirmation for me. That was confirmation that I'm doing something right.
Exactly, bro. You know, and it has an impact on someone like myself, you know. So just thank you so much for all that you do, lads.
Yeah,
it's an honor
to
be by your side.
It's an honor.
Yeah, awesome. And to all the lads out there, if you want to get involved, obviously we've got a Facebook group which will be linked down below. And the key is together everyone achieves more. And realizing again, as we've done here, that you know when we come together as a unit, we can heal ourselves, come back to our innate wisdom, and really rise together as a team and as a unit. Because it's a lonely reality when it's all me, me, me. And we thrive when we're part of a community and part of a tribe that we really feel like A, we belong, and B, that we are supported in. So, if you want to get involved, obviously we opening up some one-on-one coaching now as well. I only have a few slots available because my time is very much of the essence. But if you do feel like you want to really connect with yourself deeper, channel your inner warrior and channel all the different archetypes and really connect back to yourself, please reach out. That's what we're here for. And also the merchandise will be linked down below. We've got some new merchandise too. So if you feel like you really want to embody the courage, the respect, and the unity that stands for, go ahead, jump in and contribute to the mission. But other than that, lads, it is over and out from us. Keep slaying, keep doing your thing, and sending so much love.